10 on the 23rd. And I've just completed the group body talk session with a focus on beginnings, which is quite apt with the new moon coming up and being in January. And when I tuned into the whole group, it was like everyone's in a different process regarding beginnings. So the energy of beginnings is very prevalent right now, just because of the new moon, because of January. And also, energetically, it's just a time where people are really being called to either shift into something completely different or to stay with what they're doing or how they're being, but to make changes within that. Just so that it's more in line with their authenticity, with the truth, their truth. So I saw people, some having closed doors in front of them, some having open doors, some of them absolutely refusing to even open the door, some wanting to go through but being pulled back at the same time, and just like opening a door and then seeing three different pathways and just being stumped. So just this idea of uncertainty and the fear that comes with uncertainty. And it felt really important to just acknowledge where everyone was and to just acknowledge it without judgment. Just like, that's just what's going on. That's where you are and it's okay. The session itself, the first thing I had to do is work with balancing the cortices. This enables all the different cortices of the brain or the different areas of the brain to communicate better with each other. It improves neural integration and communication. And this also helps to just like slow down the buzzing and to just de-stress a little bit. Then I had to work with a primary matrix for each of you. Now, the primary matrix is like your energy blueprint that you are born with. And it has a masculine element and a feminine element, or the energies which make it up, a masculine and feminine. And we focused on the masculine in this case. Now, the masculine is the part that gives direction and clarity. And to the degree that is unconscious, it can become quite driven, quite linear and inflexible and rigid. And so we had to work with this drive and this direction, but I had to shave or clear the subtle senses of the masculine. Now, the way I saw this is like almost removing the blinkers off a horse, but in this case, it's like we're clearing the filters off all the subtle senses to enable a new perception of direction. So more open to perhaps, oh, okay, perhaps I could actually do this or go this direction or do this or be this. Like, it's just a slight shift in how one perceives how they're being and going in life. I then linked that to the three brains. So when the three brains are linked, the head brain, the heart brain, and the gut brain, this enables manifestation in life from the soul, from truth, and not just from the head with its belief systems and its fears and its conditioning and shaping, but from the intuition of the heart and from a real gut felt sense within the belly, where we create form from our truth. So I had to balance the three brains and do a formula on the three brains. They're all communicating with each other, so they're each functioning as they should be functioning fully. And then I needed to link that to some factors which would be preventing each of you from being and having the three brains in alignment. So the first thing was working with environment and working with, this will be relevant to each of you and however it's specific to each of you, a person which gives direction. So this will be, my sense of it was, this is either like an actual person whom one is very sensitive to in terms of listening to them and believing that they know best. It could also be an internalized person. So sometimes we internalize our parents, for instance, and we have that little voice that says, you should do this because that's the safest thing to do and this is the best thing to do. So we're working with either that person in reality or within the internalized version of them. And that's impacting on their head and affecting the adrenals. And the adrenals are all around drive. And we do need some drive, but if it's coming from a place of overwhelm and fear, that's when we become depleted, because we are cutting ourselves off then from the feminine, which gives flow. So the masculine is that rigid, overwhelming, well, it's from a place of overwhelm. In that overwhelm, there'll be that rigidity, that need to control, that need to do to excess. And then we shut ourselves off from the feminine, which actually brings in the wisdom and the intuitive flow. And if we can access the feminine and bring it into a more gentle masculine container, which provides direction and clarity, then life becomes much clearer and much easier. And then it also means letting go of all the voices in the head. All right, that then links to the memory of the very first failure. So this is when something was perceived by you as a failure and experienced then, it had brought with it an experience of shame. It would be the first memory for each of you of that having happened, linking it to the first time that you tried to make a change in your life and whatever was around that, happened around that. That was all packaged together. I then had to bring in the belief system of I should know. So we're working with removing this myth of certainty, this idea that we should know, which is, again, a very masculine idea. Okay, so just remembering that all of us have masculine and feminine within us. Some of us have more masculine, some of us have more feminine energy. So this idea of I should know, it's very masculine. And it's very hard for us to sit in the mystery and the uncertainty, which is the feminine. So we're working with just softening that belief and being more open to being able to sit in the fire of uncertainty and trust that we will be guided if we can follow our heart and our truth. That was then all tapped out. Parallel to that, we worked with the fear of loss that would come with change. That was then tapped out. I then had to work with the fear of taking too much time or taking too long. So in other words, this idea that if I'm doing now, I can predict it. It's I know it, but if I had to change it, it might take me a long time. It might take lots of time to have to make this. So it's kind of like looking at a learning curve. That's the way I see it, because a learning curve is always going to bring in complexity initially, and then linking that to the solar plexus chakra. With a focus there on creative power being tied to worth. So our creativity, we can either create from ego and from fear, or we can create by tuning into the feminine, and that is basically creative power from source. It's like feminine energy is creative. It's all about creation, but from intuition and from feminine wisdom. It's almost like tuning in to that and allowing that to flow through you rather than forcing something to be created from a head place. And then linking that to the heart chakra, which is around intuition and truth as well. I had to bring in a little extra focus here on a fear of committing to something, which has all its own other fears underneath it. If I commit and I fail, then I lose. And what if I start something and it doesn't work out, then I'm not good enough, etc., etc. So all those layers. And then that was tapped out. Right, so that's the session. And I hope that it serves you well at this time of change and new beginnings. And if you could all please tap out your cortices for 5 days, that will really help to integrate this session. Wishing you all the best for 2020.